A good rain knows its proper time. By Shadow Sapien. Read by Daisy Diversions. The fandom is I Ship My Rival X Me. Relationship Gu Li Yong. / Wei Yanzi. Reading Teen and Up. Summary. Wei Yanzi forgets his umbrella. Author's notes. For Namio, Happy Yuletide. Title from Dufo. Reader's notes. I'm recording this for Eleni for Candy Hearts Exchange 2025 as a thank you gift back. I hope you enjoy this. Wei Yanzi inspects himself in the mirror for the 100th time that afternoon. He has a dinner date with... No. Not a date. This is a professional relationship. Friendly colleagues. A dinner appointment with Gu Li Yong. In an hour. This means that in less than an hour, he needs to be at the agreed-upon restaurant looking amazing. Clear skin. Check. Artfully tossed hair. Check. No, wait. A little bit more. Now check. New red sweater with a chic but comfortable cut that just happens to be the exact same shade of red that Gu Yi Liang was wearing when they first shared tea together. Check. The sweater looks good, but he has an unfortunate tendency to get heat stroke in Gu Yi Liang's presence. He'd better check the weather before heading out in this. A few taps on his phone confirms the evening will be appropriately chilly, with a chance of rain right around 8 p.m. Perfect sweater weather. Wei Yanzi pumps his arm in victory, then returns to the mirror to fix his hair one last time. Fuck, he's running late. He grabs an umbrella and races out the door to meet Little Chen. The ride in Little Chen's car, arranged so that Wei Yanzi would conveniently have no other way to get home after dinner without a gracious ride from Gu Yi Liang, gives him time to think. It's been a hard week on set, with him and Gu Yi Liang working to death in completely different scenes. Wei Yanzi can't remember the last time they spent an uninterrupted hour together. Days, at least. And he can feel his hands shaking, his heart palpitating. Sure signs of dangerous fluff withdrawal. Tonight, he needs to ruthlessly min-max his fluff production and consumption, to feast himself on enough fluff to sustain him through the terrible droughts ahead. He checks the weather again, tilting the screen away from Little Chen as if the weather app itself reveal his impure intentions. A 50% chance of rain at 8 p.m. The reservation is for 7 p.m., which means that the rain will start when they're eating, and might still be continuing when they're out. Wei Yanzi has an umbrella, but if he didn't, a white-hot arrow pierces his chest, as if shot by a cherubic fangirl. Gu Yi Liang is always prepared and will definitely have an umbrella. He would also definitely 100% share his umbrella. Wei Yanzi has seen at least 3 artistic renditions of this concept, but very talented Nyingza enthusiasts. Two beautiful men leaning together under that gently offered canopy, protected from the elements by the strength of their affection. What could be more beautiful than that? With visions of fan art dancing in his mind, when Little Chen pulls up to the curb, Wei Yenza clambers out, deliberately forgetting his umbrella in the car. The reservation is at 7 p.m., and Wei Yenza arrives at the appointed street corner at 6:20. Precisely 4 minutes later, a celestial drum rattles above the city. Clouds wave like banners, and the sky pours open upon him. These are not so much raindrops as endless sheets of water soaking through him. Wei Yenza swears and throws his arm uselessly over his head. The downpour is so heavy, he can barely see his surroundings. He nearly runs into a lamppost as he dives for the nearest shop awning. The betrayal pierces him to the core. This rainfall is 1 hour and 40 minutes early. But all too soon, the shock of cold takes precedent in his suffering. His soaked through sweater clings heavily to him, and his jeans are like wet, grippy paint. Water flattens his hair, drips down his nose. When he moves, his clothes squish around him. When he stands still, cold air slices across his wet skin. Wei Yenza huddles against the unforgiving concrete wall. Fuck, this is too stupid. He can't let Gu Yiliang see him like this. He'll text Gu Yiliang first to regretfully cancel, and then call Little Chen to pathetically demand rescue. He tries pulling his phone from his pocket, and his wet fingers slip against the corner. He manages it on the third try, wiping his fingers on his equally wet jeans in a futile attempt to dry them off. And he's still trying to swipe open his phone when a rush of sound and movement crashes through the downpour. There's a muffled shout, and Wei Yenza can't tell what he's saying, but he'd know Gu Yiliang's voice anywhere. He blinks through the rain until a wide black umbrella and Gu Yiliang's pale, worried face blocks out the storm and the rest of the world. "Hi," Wei Yenza says, his voice coming out in a pitiful squeak. He tries to laugh. "So, you're early, huh?" Then he can't even pretend to breathe, because Gu Yiliang is touching his face. "What are you doing?" Gu Yiliang growls. "You're going to get sick." He sounds angry, but he's also tenderly brushing the hair from Wei Yenza's forehead. Incredible warm fluff curls around him to protect him from the frigid cold. "I'm fine," he squeaks out. "You're not fine." Gu Yiliang grabs his shoulder and drags him even closer. My car's right there. Come on. The journey is only across the sidewalk, a matter of 6 or 7 steps. Rain whips around them from every direction, an assault no mere umbrella could defend against. But Wei Yanza's floats serenely through the tempest, sheltered by the tender concern in Yu Liliang's voice and the extremely manly, firm grip on his shoulder. Gu Yiliang shoves him through the passenger door and makes sure all his hands and feet are inside before closing it. So forceful, but so considerate. Truly the perfect boyfriend. Wei Yanza has only a moment to reflect on Gu Yiliang's perfection before the man himself slumps into the driver's seat. With an intense look of concentration, Gu Yiliang fiddles with the dashboard, turning down the sappy pop music and turning up the heating. Then he leans over without warning. He's incredibly close. Wei Yanza freezes with shock, counting every water droplet on Gu Yiliang's perfect face. Gu Yiliang reaches across him, warming him with the heat of his body, hand tracing down to buckle his seatbelt. His thumb brushes Wei Yanza's stomach through his soaked sweater. Wei Yanza collapses into the seat, holding his heart, as Gu Yiliang straightens back in the driver's seat and turns on the car. He drives in silence, the only sound the torrential rain against the windows, car horns, and barely there, breathless pop songs, until they pull off the main road and head towards his apartment. When traffic clears, he glances sidelong at Wei Yanza and says, "Next time, I'm picking you up at your apartment." He sounds mad. Of course he's mad. Wei Yanza curls in on himself with a squelch. "I'm sorry for ruining dinner." Gu Liyong sighs. "I'll order delivery." "If that's not the problem, then I'm sorry for getting your seats wet." "That's not," Gu Liyong snaps, then stops himself. He takes several deep breaths, and his face looks very serious in the distorted traffic lights. Serious and beautiful. "Wei Yanza, I'm not mad." "Are you sure?" It feels pathetic and needy, even as he asks, but he can't stop himself. "It's okay if you're mad." Gu Yiliang sighs again. The sound is incredibly expressive, yet unreadable. "I'm not mad," he says again, and reaches over and rests his hand on Wei Yanza's knee. The touch burns through his wet jeans, up through every vein and into his heart. And this time, dazed and helpless, Wei Yanza believes him. By the time they reach Gu Yiliang's apartment, the cold has truly set into Wei Yanza's bones. He tries not to shiver, not wanting Gu Yiliang to worry about him or scold him again. But no matter how tightly he clasps his hands, they still tremble. He takes his shoes off at the door, and his wet socks squish into the wooden floor. "Sorry," he says. "Can I borrow some clothes?" Of course, Gu Liyong answers and leads him towards the bathroom. Wei Yanza feels slightly better, dripping onto the tile instead, and then he feels nothing but shock as Gu Yiliang's hands touch his waist. "Wait a second. This?" Gu Yiliang says in barely more than a husky murmur. "We need to get you out of these wet clothes." "This is a fanfic." Wei Yanza has read this fanfic. Though in the fanfic, Gu Yiliang said those words because a careless fellow actor spilled champagne down Wei Yanza's shirt. Not because Wei Yanza was an idiot who... The heated touch against his bare skin drives all memory of fanfic and forums from Wei Yanza's thoughts. All he can think about is the gentle, determined way Gu Yiliang eases the sweater from his body. He twists and lifts his arms to help, and then he's shirtless and soaking wet in Gu Yiliang's arms. His heart rattles faster and faster, like he's had 2 cups of coffee, but instead of caffeine, it's the sheer warmth of Gu Yiliang's touch, the sheer beauty in his dark gaze. "Gu Yiliang," he whispers, resting his hands on Gu Yiliang's chest for balance. "You're freezing cold," Gu Yiliang says, reaching for a towel. He wraps it around his shoulders, starts rubbing down Wei Yanza's arms. The movement has them so close together. Gu Yiliang's arms wrapped around him, holding him in place. It would be so easy for Wei Yanza to tilt his head up, lean forward, and... I got it. Wei Yanza tries to pull the towel out of Gu Yiliang's hands. Gu Yiliang's grip only tightens. His voice lowers, hesitant. "Is it so bad letting me take care of you?" "It's not bad," Wei Yanza says quickly, but Gu Yiliang still has that hesitant, vulnerable look in his eyes. Between that and the shock of cold and heat, the wet jeans still clinging to him, and the warm towel chafing his arms, Wei Yanza loses the last of his senses. He says very quietly, "It's too good. I like you too much." There's a thud, the towel dropping to the tile at their feet. Gu Yiliang touches beneath his chin and gently tilts his face upwards. The other hand falls to Wei Yanza's bare waist. "I like you too," he he says, licks his lips. And I want you to know, this isn't about the company or the fans or any other arrangement. I want you to know, the chin touch, the waist touch, the eye contact. Oh my God, Wei Yan said, breathes. You're gonna kiss me. Yeah, Gu Yiliang looks as shocked as Wei Yanzi feels. I guess I am. His hand slides along Wei Yanzi's jaw, and the pulse in his fingers beat in time with the pulse in Wei Yanzi's neck. Faster and faster, he leans in. The kiss is like fireworks, like magic, like turquoise waves breaking upon the white sand shore, like the dark, clouded sky opening up and raining gold confetti across the land. The fangirls were right. Even in the stormiest hour, the sunlight of true love will warm the heart. Wei Yanzi is never carrying his own umbrella ever again. Reader's notes, if you enjoyed this story, please consider going back to the original work and leaving kudos and comments to the author. Thanks for listening.